What is up, you guys? Welcome back to the Fast and Flow podcast. I'm your host, Fast and Flow, otherwise known as Catherine Kelly, your running bestie, a New York City-based long-distance runner and certified personal trainer and soon-to-be certified run coach. And I also work in corporate strategy at a fitness company, so we are all things fitness over here. Today, I wanted to just do a quick little mini episode, but I wanted to talk about training for fun versus training to hit a goal, because I think I'm obviously part of a competitive run club. I'm also part of a social run club. So I kind of see both sides of there are many different reasons to be training for, whether it's a 5K, 10K, half marathon, full marathon, Ironman, literally anything. Like, there are many reasons to have a goal to train for a race. And I think that's amazing. And obviously I'm somebody who really does go after big goals myself. But I think at the end of the day, we can't lose sight of why we started running or training in the first place, which I think for a lot of us, I'll just speak for myself, was because I absolutely fell in love with the sport and it's a huge passion of mine. And I never want that to get glossed over. Like, I never want that to get lost because I'm so focused on goals, if that makes sense. So I just kind of want to talk about the balance between having an off season and then having a time where you're really going after a goal, and then maybe having a time where you're just running for fun, and knowing that all of those things can coexist. Like, you don't have to go max capacity for every single race. You can if you want to, but like, you don't have to. And you also shouldn't be comparing yourself to others, and you have to do what works for you. So anyway, I've just been kind of thinking about that topic, but that's what we're going to talk about. I wanted to give you a little life update. I went to a workout class this morning called Metabolic, and it was so much fun. My friend Brian owns a studio in Williamsburg. I believe there are 48 locations around the country. They're franchised, so all different locations in all different cities. But yeah, my friend Brian owns the one in Williamsburg, and it was awesome. It is a strength class, but they basically do all of their programming a full year in advance. So you have the proper microcycles, which is typically a week long, mesocycles, which is typically 2 to 4 weeks long, and then macrocycles, which is the full year. I really like how the programming is done very scientifically. Like, that's something I'm really into. It's definitely a workout class for if you're trying to actually like maximize your functional fitness and maximize your fitness for sport. Like, if you're very serious about it, it's such good programming, and it seriously blew me away. I also really liked it because you had a full 10 minutes to warm up. So we did a full 10 minutes of like mobility. We did some jump roping. We did some stretching, body weight exercises before we were actually getting into the heavier lifting section. And in my opinion, that's so necessary. I think a lot of workout classes, I guess maybe you're just expected to be warmed up beforehand, but I feel like it's crazy. In some workout classes, you're like warming up for 90 seconds and then being asked to go at a maximum effort. And I just think that's honestly dangerous. And also just mentally is very, very tough, because like, I can't personally warm up for 90 seconds and then be good to go. Like, I need to be warming up for 10, maybe 20 minutes. Like, on all of the runs I go on, if I'm doing a tempo workout, a track workout, I'm warming up for 20 minutes beforehand. So that was just really important to me. I really feel like they understood fitness and sport. And so that was awesome. And then on top of that, the actual workout was only 5 exercises. So you got to really focus in and do those 5 exercises properly, focus on max effort, focus on heavy weight, and really like focus instead of being super scatterbrained and kind of like going from workout to workout or just like from the next thing to the next thing. I feel like sometimes workout classes lose me a little bit just because there's so much going on, and almost like they're trying to cater to too many different people with too many different workout styles rather than just focusing in on their workout style. So I really loved it. Unfortunately, it is in Williamsburg, so it is far away from me, but I love it so much that I'm going back next week with Brett. So definitely, if you guys are in New York City, check out Metabolic in Brooklyn. But if you are in another part of the country, you should just go online and see if they have one. I actually got dinner with one of my followers, Kelly, on Wednesday, which was honestly the highlight of my week. It's been so fun getting to meet more of you guys. It actually just brings me so much happiness, and I'm so glad people are reaching out to me and that I get to go run with people, have dinner with people, go to workout classes with people. It's honestly so awesome. But Kelly lives down in Charlotte, and she just DM'd me, "Oh my gosh, there's a Metabolic in Charlotte. I've always wanted to go, but I haven't gone yet. I think I have to go now." And I was like, "No, you do." It was so good. And there are 3 different types of days. So focusing like more on strength, more on power, more on mobility, you know, all of that type of stuff. So definitely check it out. That was a highlight of my week for sure. Last night, I was actually on the same street in Brooklyn as I was this morning. Didn't even realize until I plugged in the address for this morning, but we went axe throwing. that was so fun. We did it for an hour and I thought I was going to be like, oh yeah, like it'll just be a fun activity. Like it'll pass the time. I was obsessed. I could have done it for 2-3 hours. Like it was literally just so much fun. I highly recommend for a birthday party, just like an activity. If you don't want to just sit down at dinner and you want to do something else, we did get dinner beforehand at a place called Meadow Suite in Brooklyn as well. So good. Highly recommend. It's farm to table. Very good quality food. I believe they have a Michelin star. They at least had one at one point, but it's not too overly expensive, but the food is such high quality. So yeah, Meadow Suite, Metabolic, NY Axe Throwing, all these good things, all my recommendations for this week. But I definitely have felt myself trying to just get out and do more things for fun because I feel like I'm so prone to just say no to things, which is really important to protect your peace. Like I'm obviously so busy. I have something before and after work every single day. We're actually going to Ohio on Wednesday just for one night, fly in, fly out to do our wedding tasting. So that's really exciting. But there's just like a lot going on, especially leading up to the wedding and everything like that. But yeah, those were kind of the highlights of my week. So, oh, and lastly, I did run 16 miles yesterday. Felt really good, felt so strong. I do feel like since I've started strength training a lot more, my form and my posture towards the end of my run was still so strong. Whereas beforehand, I feel like I really used to deteriorate towards the end of my run just because I used to get tired and fatigued. And so my form would totally collapse, but I was effortlessly keeping form, running a 9-minute pace. So nothing too crazy for me personally. But I just felt really good, really strong. And that made me really happy. So strength training is changing my life. And I feel like I'm just even getting more and more into it. It's only been 12 weeks that I've actually been strength training twice a week. But strength training twice a week, eating 120 to 140 grams of protein per day. I can already see changes in my body, feel changes in my body, feel changes in my confidence. It's so crazy because I feel like I've talked about this so much, but you are most equipped to help the person that you once were. And I just spent so many years trying to make myself smaller, trying to restrict my calories, trying to overexercise, but like doing so much cardio and it was just so bad. And I would be so dizzy because I wouldn't have eaten anything. And I just thought that was like what I needed to do to get the body that I wanted. And it's so crazy. Like I really urge anyone who is thinking about, you know, trying to get smaller, lose weight, restrict calories, to switch your goal if you can, or at least work to switch your goal to gaining muscle. Because by gaining muscle, you're going to make your body composition so much better. And I personally think it's always better to focus on doing more of something and like expanding your life more rather than trying to restrict yourself. So for me, it's a much better goal to focus on gaining muscle, eating more protein, lifting heavier weights, eating more fruits and vegetables, drinking more water. You get the point, like adding more things into my life and having a more abundant life instead of thinking about like restricting calories, losing fat, getting smaller. Like that it just doesn't sit well with me. But by gaining muscle, you will inevitably shift your body composition. You probably will gain muscle, lose fat, be more confident, just have a better body composition, better posture, you're better in your athletics. Maybe you're faster, you're stronger. Like, and I just think by focusing on the gaining muscle, at least for me, it's just been really, really, really helpful. And I just urge you to give it a try if you are in a place where you're not feeling that confident. Because I'm telling you, I'm only 12 weeks in and I've never felt more confident in my life. And I can almost like, it's addicting. I can like, first of all, you feel the changes in your body. You see the changes in your body. Like cardio, running, that's not really going to like make changes that are visible in your body. Like it makes changes that are like, for sure, like I was not this fast before and now I'm this fast because I've done so much running training, but it's not like I look that different than I did 5 years ago. But strength training genuinely like defines your muscles and like just makes you look so strong. And I personally love that look. So I really, really want my shoulders to get really strong and my legs and like my quads, and my inner thighs and my glutes and everything. Like I just love being strong. So that's also just been a highlight of the past few months, I feel like. But anyway, let's get into the bulk of the episode, which is just finding the balance between training for pleasure and then being really serious and training to hit a goal. So for me personally, I can give myself like maybe 2 big goals a year, like 2 goal races a year. And that's not to say I'm not running other races and not to say I don't have other goals, but it's the level of how seriously I take them is far diminished. So for example, New York City Marathon last year was my main goal. Like I gave that my all. I gave that everything, and you guys know that. And this year, Chicago Marathon is my main goal. I will give that every single thing I have. I'll be very serious and disciplined when it comes to that. Like, I was sharing on my story the other day that I was gonna long run yesterday at 9 a.m. I ended up long running at 12:30 p.m. I just kept like procrastinating, whatever. And it's like, whatever, that's not a bad thing. But during marathon training, I would never do that. Like, or I would rarely do that. I really get up and I go. And if I'm going to meet a run club or meet a friend to run or get my workout done, like that is like way more serious to me. Whereas during this time when I don't need to totally, like I am running a half marathon in 2 months. So I do need to start doing some long runs, but I'm not saying I'm not racing, but I'm not super, super serious and like really putting so much pressure on myself about the races that are this spring. Like to me, it's just fun. To me, I'm doing like short distance races, a mile. I'm actually racing two separate miles. I'm racing a 5K. I already raced one 5K. I'm doing another one. I'm doing a 10K and I'm doing two half marathons. So there's a lot of racing on the schedule, but I really approach it from let's just see what I can do and almost just like almost set like open-ended goals of like, let's just see how fast I can do it. The only goal is to see how fast I can do it, but I'm not giving myself like a very rigorous time goal that which if I don't hit it, I'm going to be upset because I just want to see how fast I can perform. Like I'm going to do the training. I'm going to show up to the race. I'm going to give it my all. And however fast it is that day is how fast it is that day. And like, that's kind of the mindset that I have for all these spring races. Whereas for Chicago, I have a very, very definite number in my mind that I want to hit. And that works for some people and doesn't work for other people. For me, having a number like that has pushed me like well past my self-imposed beliefs and has seriously made me like believe that I can do whatever I set my mind to, which is amazing. But I can only do that like once a year, maybe twice. Maybe I could do one spring, one fall. But my point is, I'm obviously a pretty serious competitive runner, but I don't always think of myself that way. Like I kind of sometimes think about like how other people probably view me and like how other people think that I train, and they probably think it's like so crazy and so intense. And like some days are to an extent, but I also am just like at my very core a recreational runner. I run because I love it. I run because I love being outside. I run for the mental clarity, to take a break from work, to take a break from life, to just let my mind wander, to just get into that flow state and just move through the air and just feel really good. Like that's how I felt yesterday on my 16-mile run. I'm not training for anything where I need to run 16 miles. I just literally did it for the love of the game. Like I just love endurance running and I just felt so blissful and just, it's incredible. It is incredible. And so, yeah, I think there needs to be a balance between doing things for fun and doing things, you know, that are very serious. And I think both have their place. But for example, there, you know, if I really was trying to maximize for 5K, I would only be doing 5K specific workouts. And I am doing a lot of 5K specific workouts. But at the end of the day, like, I might want to do a longer long run. Maybe I want to do a long run workout that's at like half marathon or marathon pace. Like, is that necessary for the 5K? No, but I just like to do it. And so, yeah, there's kind of a balance between things that, you know, you have to do things that just bring you joy and that you really want to do. And then do things that are obviously going to be specific towards a broader goal. But you don't have to take yourself so seriously. I feel like I even witnessed this in my own run clubs of people who are kind of training all year round, putting so much pressure on themselves every single race, and then getting disappointed when they're not getting better every single race. First of all, guys, you've seen me in the past year and a half, and like I really have been ramping up and things have been going well for me. My training has been going well, but there are going to be races where I go backwards. There are going to be training blocks where I go backwards. Like progress is not linear. I always think of it as like a step function. Like if you think about going up a couple stairs and then you kind of have to come down a couple stairs, but you are going up more stairs than you're coming down, if that makes sense. You're always getting a little bit better each training block, but you might, you know, do really well one race and then not do well the next race, but that might just be on your come down, but you're still on your way up. You know what I mean? I wish I had like a video here because I could show you, I would draw you a graph, but you get what I'm saying. It's pushing your limits and then coming back and then pushing your limits and then coming back. So it's not completely linear. Just because something's not linear doesn't mean that the correlation doesn't have to be like up and to the right. Like it can still be up and to the right, but you know, the data points might be scattered a little bit, and that's okay. And that's normal. And it's literally everyone experiences that, even elite runners. Yeah, I think I just never want me or you guys to lose sight of why you're running in the first place and just always come back to that place of gratitude. Like I posted a video yesterday that was, I said, you know, come on a run with me while I tell you all the reasons that running is hard. And then I went on to say, it's not hard. you're literally so blessed to be in a position where you're running. Like, if you're running, you have the shoes to be running, you have the gear to be running, you have the time to be running, the freedom to be running, you have a safe place to run, you have people to run with, your body is able to run, your legs are able to move, your heart's able to pump, your lungs are able to pump air throughout your body, and you are mentally stable enough to be running. Like, there are so many things to be grateful for just for the fact that you're out there running and you're choosing to put yourself in a situation where you can challenge yourself, where you can make yourself proud. You're literally manufacturing a situation that's difficult so that you can grow. That is the ultimate, ultimate privilege. Like, there are many people who their life is just really hard and they don't have time to run and they're dealing with like way bigger things than I'm dealing with. So even though on those times that I'm like, wow, this run is actually really difficult or challenging, or, oh, I really don't want to get out there, like, I come back to that place of gratitude of, wow, how privileged am I to be in this position where I get to choose when to make my life difficult. That is just the ultimate privilege. And seriously, if you need a mantra to like get you through the last few miles of a marathon, I mean, you got to dig deep, but I was really thinking about this during New York. I'm like, how blessed am I? How freaking blessed am I that I get to choose when my life is hard? Like, I'm choosing to put myself in a situation where I'm feeling this pain, this discomfort, this uncertainty, just so that I can grow and be a better person and be proud of myself and inspire other people. Like, oh my gosh, I'm literally tearing up thinking about it. But yeah, it's not hard. And somebody who really echoes this sentiment is Bex Gentry. If any of you guys do the Peloton app, she was always talking about just like how privileged we are to be running. So I really, really resonate with that sentiment. But again, I just don't want anyone to lose sight of that. Like, you don't have to go all out every race either. You don't have to go all out every training session either. Like, I really like to set an intention before a training block, before a specific training session, before a race. My friend Madeline actually does this really well. She has a whole spreadsheet and it's, you know, what race am I running? Why am I running it? What's my goal for this race? What's like my top tier goal? What's my second tier goal? And it's really interesting. You can have a lot of goals that are not specifically time-based throughout a training block. Like, you can have a goal to just show up to your training 4 days a week. You can have a goal to do 2 speed works and 1 long run per week. You can have a goal for like a specific training session of, okay, for the first, you know, 400 meter repeats, I want to hit X. And then for the second 2, I want to hit, you know, something that's 15 seconds faster than that. Or, you know, like, you can just have a progressive speed goal, but not necessarily say like, oh, 7 and then 6:45. But you can just say, I want, you know, every session to be, or every interval to be faster than the last one. By the way, 1 second faster is still faster. Forward is forward. Okay. That's progress. You can also have goals around, I want to pace, I want a negative split this race, right? So you're not saying how fast you want to start and how fast you want to end. You're just saying, I want the pacing to be a negative split. Okay. That's a little bit more open-ended. You can say, I want my pacing to be consistent. I want like equal splits throughout the whole race, or I want to just run 3 races this year. It doesn't matter how fast, how slow, doesn't matter how far. There are so many other types of goals that you can have that are not specifically time-based. They can be effort-based. Like, I want to feel like I give my best effort in this race. Your best effort is going to change day to day. Or I want to start this race at an effort of, you know, 5% or 5 rate of perceived exertion. So like 5 out of 10. And then I want to end the race at in 9 out of 10 rate of perceived exertion. So like, you can make all of these different types of goals for yourself. So you can still have goals, but they can be a little bit more open-ended and not so closed. Like, I want to run a 3:30 marathon. That is such a, it's an outcome goal. It's not a process goal. It's an outcome goal. And I talked about this in one of my videos as well, but like, you want to be focusing mainly on process goals, in my opinion. You can have an outcome goal. Like, I definitely have an outcome goal for the Chicago Marathon later this year and for some of my halves and 10Ks and 5Ks and stuff. But the process goals are much more important. So like, showing up to the training, within the training, you know, defining how far I want to be going, how fast I want to be going just on that specific day. So I can kind of break it down a little bit more rather than just having this one big scary goal and not knowing how we're going to get there. I was also just on the Uber back from Brooklyn. I was reading something about passion, and it was like harmonious passion versus obsessive passion. And harmonious passion means you just feel so aligned with whatever you're doing. So for me, that would be running. For a lot of you guys, probably running. But you're not relying on it for your happiness. But when you get to do it, you're so excited, but you know how to take the proper rest. You know how to do the proper recovery. Versus like obsessive passion is like, you feel like you constantly have to be going hard every single workout. You're getting, your ego is getting in the way. You're not getting enough recovery. You're obsessed with it. You don't want to be obsessed. You want to be harmonious passion. It fits harmoniously into your life. It just fits easily into your life and it makes your life better. And that's going to lead to honestly better performance outcomes. It's probably going to lead to faster race times and to actually achieving these more, you know, outcome-based goals and time-based goals. So just always double check. And like, there is a way that, like, believe me, there was a time in my life where I was obsessive passion with running. I definitely think I'm much, much more harmonious passion with running now. Like, I love it. But at the end of the day, like, I like to do other forms of exercise. I like to do things for fun. So yeah, I went skiing the other weekend, didn't run that whole weekend. And people were asking me like, oh, like, can you make videos about like how you do this? And I'm like, I can, but like, I just do it. I just like to ski. So I ski and I didn't want to run that weekend. So that, like, if I ran that weekend and tried to ski, I would have been too tired. So I don't want to do that. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to take yourself so seriously all the time. And I think that's just what I'm trying to get across. And I think it really does help to define the season of life that you're in, or define, like, for the month of February, for example, I want to focus on skiing and I want to, you know, do my easy runs, but their running's going to kind of take the back seat. And I want to focus on skiing this month. And then in March, I'm going to start ramping up for a half marathon in May. So I want to start actually, you know, doing two speed workouts a week and like focusing more back in on running. Like, you can have different seasons of life. And I just think it really helps to just put an intention behind what you're doing so that you can feel really good about what you're doing, not guilty, not like you're telling yourself, oh, I should be doing speed work, but I'm not because I'm skiing. Okay, just don't make speed work your goal then for February if you want to ski. This is just like a very random example, but you guys get what I'm saying. Just if you can define your goals going into whatever you're doing, I think it really, really helps you to get the maximum enjoyment and benefit out of it. So anyway, this was just a little mini episode today. The sun's about to set and I want to get a few miles out there. I've run 4 days this week, so I want to get it to 5 days. Just going to do a little easy jog right now. But I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. And I hope this resonates with you guys in some way. And I hope you always remember to find the passion and remember why you started running, the harmonious passion, and just be very grateful that you're out there running. So I love you guys so much. And I will talk to you in the next one. Bye.